tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
What is up, everybody? It's us, your boys and girl.
Your boys.
You know?
Plural.
Me, myself, and I.
And
we are many. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's me, your host, Best in the Brain.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi, my co-host,
mm-hmm.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Take it away. Introduce yourself.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Dirty Laundry. So, today, we're going to be talking about things that upset people. I mean, it wouldn't be Dirty Laundry if we weren't speaking about stuff that upset people.
Exactly.
That girl. You know her.
That girl.
You envy her. You try to be her. That girl.
Me too. I guess I'm including myself in this
even
discussion.
You,
even I want to be her.
Even Besten wants to be that girl. The one who wakes up every day at 6 a.m. for gym. She literally feeds the homeless. She builds shelters for dogs.
Miss Perfect.
Miss Perfect. She won Miss World 6 times, Miss Universe 7 times. And all of this she does before 9 a.m.
Sure.
That girl.
Sure.
That girl. The one with all the girl boss energy in the world. That girl.
Girl
that girl energy. Who literally drinks green juice only and like 2 pieces of
probably like 2
carrots,
grapes.
2 grapes only.
And vegetable,
that girl.
Like a vegetable freaking smoothie.
A vegetable. That's why I said a green juice.
Oh my god.
I have no idea what it is.
Into Pilates.
Goes all of this before 10 a.m. Hey.
Oh.
Pilates
oh,
as
yeah.
A,
all right. All right.
Builds shelters for the homeless. Feeds dogs on the streets. Stray cats. You know,
checks her horoscope.
Definitely checks her horoscope. She definitely checks her horoscope.
I wonder if there's some individuals right now who are like just being touched by this. Is it like a personal attack or something?
We're not personally attacking anyone, but TikTok has literally erupted with a slew of that girl videos showing unrealistic, if we're being honest, it's unrealistic
routines.
Morning routines and meal preps that is very aesthetically pleasing, but it's unrealistic.
Yeah, and unsustainable. You know, this also reminds me, there was a time also, even on YouTube, this was a trend whereby a whole lot of content creators
were doing morning routine or evening
morning
routine.
Morning routines. And then also afterwards, there was a bunch of other, like the more comedic content creators kind of like making fun of them for this. It's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. But they do seem ridiculous, eh? And always, you know, backed up by these motivational, you know, talks. And also, you know, when I also think that girl, I just see that, you know, that little thing hung up on the wall. Live, laugh, love.
Yes, she definitely has all the quotes. All the quotes are literally what she lives for.
You know, with these kind of things, eh? It's, I don't know, this culture of that people are trying to get into. You know, there was one thing, an eerie similarity. So I don't know if you've ever watched the movie American Psycho.
No, I haven't.
So there's this movie, American Psycho, right? Very ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the, it was released back in the 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
Christian Bale plays a psychopath. And there's a scene in this movie where he's basically describing his morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was so one-to-one with, like, the morning routines
flip.
That, like, people do. And this was back in the 90s when this movie came
flip.
Out. It was so scary. Like, everything they do, the exercise in the morning, the different skincare products they take.
Skincare products.
The different, like, juices and whatever stuff they mix together, all the stuff they drink for whatever effect for their bodies, for their skin, for their face. All the stuff, right? And it was crazy when I started seeing this, especially this routine trend, like go off. I was like, this reminds me of something.
Oh, flip.
And then I went to like recently just rewatch that scene, and gosh, I was shook. It's like, it's almost like at this point we're fantasizing over or glamorizing, be it the routine of a psychopath. Because they, a lot of the time, psychopaths are very, you know, narcissistic.
Yeah.
And egocentric.
Yeah.
So. True.
And that's basically what this whole thing is. Because that girl does everything that you wish you could do.
Yeah.
Everything that you wish you had the time to do. She meditates. She has like 6 bullet journals. She does her skincare routine before 8. She drinks her juice. But the thing is, so what people are getting upset about is the fact that the aesthetics of that girl is being white, being thin, having blonde hair.
Oh, yes. And blue eyes.
And that is basically what describes most of the time. If you look for that girl, that's the image that's being portrayed.
I guess it's kind of a stereotype of sorts.
It is a stereotype. It really is.
You know,
because the problem now is that the truth, like, somebody could do the same routines, eat the same stuff, and still not be that girl because they don't have the same look as that girl. So they're not thin. They're not like, we're not racist, but like, you know, that's the problem. Is that girl is, she's thin, she's white, she's got blonde hair.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, my view always home, like, can't. I don't know, it's people. Maybe it's because I'm just this guy who lives under a rock and I'm completely disassociated with society. Yeah. But, like, can't you just ignore trends, you know? Can't you just ignore it? Like, you know, a lot of the people, especially
look,
who get
you
touched
can ignore.
Over, like, how can they be portraying this? This is against people of a bigger size. This is against the plus-size community. Or this is against people who have this.
I think
nobody can keep up with those routines, you know?
The thing is, like, the problem is not that, okay, let's all ignore it, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, for people who can achieve that girl status, right, it's not fair on them because they're basically training to be psychopaths. But not like that, not in an ugly way, but it's literally unattainable perfection. Like, you're going to eventually burn out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, we're not saying be lazy and don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But to the point where you're...
Realistic expectations. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Set realistic goals and expectations for yourself. I guess where it becomes dangerous, is for, you know, the people who are really, how can I say, emotionally starved or something.
Yeah.
Or are really, like, what can I say, sensitive to what people say or think and all that stuff. And now they'll see this. And then they'll probably want to follow in the same footsteps, probably to get the same attention that, quote-unquote, that girl is getting.
Yeah.
I guess it can become dangerous in
it
that
is dangerous.
Sense, because a lot of people can fall into depression, I guess, as
and
well.
And actually, so there's been people on Twitter that have actually tried this lifestyle. And for this one girl, she actually said that she ended up having an eating disorder and actually ended up hating her life.
Sure.
Because, like, that girl doesn't eat normal people food, you get what I'm saying? And as a result, she now has an eating disorder.
She's that girl.
Because
a being
she's
of
that
pure
girl.
Light and energy.
Being of
a
pure light.
A transcendent goddess.
Above us. We are beneath her. We are beneath that girl.
She has ascended.
She has definitely
ascended. To a higher plane.
You know what the problem also is that that girl belongs on Pinterest.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, her life belongs on Pinterest and Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends. Because when the cameras are not rolling and when nobody is looking, that girl is just like every single one of us. She eats the same food we eat. She does everything we do just without the cameras. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, half the time, the stuff that they're showing you is so fake. It's not real at all. Like, it's not real, and it's not healthy.
You know, I also always wonder what's the objective behind recording all of this. Because, for example, like with the dudes with the morning routines and all that, also this seeming very kind of like unrealistic kind of like settings. A lot of the times, if you listened to what they were talking about and just even the visuals, they were selling something. So in there, maybe a guy just puts on a shirt. Like, I haven't seen that shirt.
Yeah.
So be like, so when I wake up in the mornings, I then work on my brand. We're releasing a new shirt, the whatever, whatever.
Look, that makes sense.
You know, like, or something. There'll be either a brand, some brand deal they're doing, or they're selling their own brand or promoting some other product. So a person will now associate that brand with that lifestyle. That's kind of like the psychology behind it.
Yeah.
That, you know, if I get this, that means I'm this kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
So now with these, that girl kind of like girls, What is it are they trying to promote? Is it just attention seeking, really?
Let's not call it attention seeking because, you know, people don't like it when you step on their toes.
Okay.
So
I'm going to step on your whole foot.
So if you don't like it, if I step on your toes, you step on the whole foot.
The entire
wow.
foot. I'm stepping on the entire leg.
Okay, Besson is stepping on. He's going all in.
I'm here to trick
people. I think some people do it just for the vibes. They just want to post it on Instagram and get the vibes. You know,
I think it's feel not good when they see the likes there,
yes,
the comments.
Yes, it's for the likes and the it's for clout.
It is clout. It's clout chasing.
It's definitely clout chasing.
It is clout chasing.
Just because it's unrealistic,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, definitely eat healthy. Definitely take care of yourself. Definitely do what you gotta do.
But
you
don't
know,
do it for clout.
Don't do it for clout. Because then what's gonna end up happening is you're gonna burn out. You're gonna overwork yourself. And you will not be satisfied with anything.
Yeah.
Because you're going
depressed.
To keep striving for perfection that is unattainable. And that's the problem.
Then you become depressed.
Don't be that girl.
I love your segue into, hey, that's also actually our topic name here.
Don't be that girl.
Our episode name today is
Don't be that girl.
Set realistic
be
expectations
realistic.
For yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Don't follow everything you see on social media.
Exactly.
Don't know a lot of, you know, a lot of prep goes into some of the stuff you watch.
Yeah.
So a person
a
took
lot.
Time to set up the lighting, the...
Yes.
Decor, everything. It's not like they just woke up and that was it. Like it's rehearsed. A lot of the stuff is rehearsed.
Very.
And I think
even if they say they woke up like, bro, they had to wake up, go brush their teeth, fix their hair, turn on the camera. You get what I'm saying? There's no let's be serious.
There isn't some guy who just wakes up 3 a.m. in the morning and just
Jennifer.
Is like there with the camera,
exactly,
just waiting.
Unrealistic.
So yeah,
unrealistic.
I think people just need to. I don't know how this hasn't like clicked, but people just need to go on and realize a lot of this, it's someone is putting out an act. They're acting.
Yes, it is an act.
Yeah, it's acting for it's entertainment.
And it
don't
is
take it to heart.
Aesthetically pleasing. It's nice to see and it's nice to be a motivation. But you need to know where
dangerous
to cross
motivation.
The line. It can be an inspiration. So for you to now, if you look at this and you're inspired to go to the gym, great. But now if this thing is eating you up and you have to gym like 5 hours, like 12 hours a day, half the day you spend in the gym just because, now that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess especially a lot of the people I'm sure who are annoyed about this, for them probably it seems like, hey, look at me, my life's better than yours, look what I can do and get up to that you can't. So they probably see it in that sense also, a lot of people I think who are annoyed by this.
Yeah.
Like they're just flaunting the privilege, you know, what they can do.
That girl is often privileged if we're being honest.
Yeah. So I'm just one of those, you know, like, hey, you know where you're at?
Yep.
Kind of thing. Like, well, it always boggles me how this gets into people's mind to such a degree that it affects their everyday life and it, like, it leads them to depression. Like, this is just somebody just posting. Can't you just swipe? Just swipe up. Look for something else.
Where's the fun in that, Besson? Social media needs to make you angry. You need to look at your phone and throw it across the room. You get what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're not doing social media properly.
That's
and
unhealthy.
Also, you need to send, like, 5 rude comments and block some people.
Of course you need
definitely, that is how you social media. You have to.
If you're not doing that, why do you even have
why do you even have social media?
I don't
if
wake
you're not
up, look at my phone, and hate myself.
Do you understand? That's the
that's
whole
the
point with,
to
of social media
that.
To know that's definitely not the point. Please do not. Do not. We're
sarcasm.
Not, so, that was definitely sarcasm. Please. Please. That was sarcasm. Moral of the story.
Don't be
okay.
that girl.
We actually haven't voted. Let's vote.
Yeah, no. No. I don't agree with it. Everything surrounding the entirety of that, the community of people for it and against it, doesn't make sense to me.
Yes.
There's so much. There are so many better ways you could be using to spend your time.
The concept is great.
On.
So I vote yes for the concept
I
in
don't.
Terms of building yourself up, looking after yourself.
Why record it?
Great. To motivate other people. No, for real. To motivate other people. Don't you ever look at something and you're like, oh, wow. Or to teach people.
You know,
you know,
I think when it's teaching and even motivation, you can always tell.
Yes, of course. Obviously, people have definitely, like, skewed this thing completely. They've taken it out of proportion. Like, for example, if I'm going to show you how to do a certain exercise at the gym, right? That's cool,
that's
isn't
fine.
It? If I'm going to show you how to make a healthy smoothie,
that's fine.
That's cool, isn't
but,
it?
Like, that girl thing and the everything that girl.
So that's why I say the concept, not the execution, because the execution is unrealistic. But the concept is cool.
Well, is it really more teaching or just showing people your life?
It's definitely showing people your life. That's what is going on here. We're not going to shoot a foot and we're going to step on people's feet and their toes and their whole leg. That's
yeah,
what we're going to
like
do.
It's just
but the concept could have been something great. But, you know, us humans, we do this thing where we ruin things for fun and provoked. For clout.
Yeah, we want attention.
We want attention.
Attention seeking.
Attention seeking.
Attention hungry, attention seeking.
Attention
emotionally
seeking.
Starved human beings.
What Baston said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Over
that's
there.
The problem. So moral of the story, don't be that girl.
Yeah.
Be
it here first.
Better. Be you. Huh? Be good. Be awesome. Be yourself. Can I get a whoop
yeah,
whoop?
Yeah, you're all awesome.
Can
all
I get a whoop whoop?
All the listeners.
Can
of this
I
show.
Get a
oh,
whoop
whoop?
Whoop
whoop whoop. I thought you were asking from the audience to give
no,
you the listeners.
Unfortunately, they can't give me a whoop whoop yet. So Baston gave me a whoop whoop on behalf of,
the
of everybody.
Whoop.
The whoopest whoop. That's great. That is it from us for today.
Peace.
Peace. Until next time.
Peace
bye.
Out. Cheers, cheers.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
So good to me. For I took a breath, you breathe your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. Still you.